Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
All right, friends, it is Miss Rachel and Brian, and we are back catching time with all of you today. And Brian, I have a very tough question for you today. Are you ready?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm a little nervous.
All right. How often do you feel jealous?
Ooh.
And what makes you jealous? So let's take the how often do you feel jealous.
Yeah, how often do I feel jealous? Probably more than I'd like to admit. Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, I think I get jealous over a lot of things.
Yeah.
And the one that keeps coming to mind right now is, like, jealous of other people's lunches. Like,
oh.
Which is so silly, right?
No, like, it's not.
But, like, I don't know. I've had lunch envy, like, multiple times, which leads to jealousy of, like, oh, they got that. And I got this cold sandwich right
here.
But I also think about the jealousy I have of people's time. Like, I want to the jealousy of I want to be that important to that person so that they spend that much time with me.
Yeah.
I want to be that jealous for my spouse's time, jealous for my kids' time, jealous for my team's time, all kinds of things.
Absolutely.
No, I think I experience jealousy a lot. How about you?
You know, I think it comes in waves, and I think it has to do with where I am in a mental state. Am I in a good place? Have I been fed spiritually? Did I doom scroll on Facebook? For me, if I'm looking at Instagram and just constantly scrolling, it totally changes my lens because it's what's feeding into me. So I need to look at that. So when I do feel jealous, I have to stop and think, okay, what are the things that are contributing to this jealousy? What are the things that I've been looking at, that I've been seeing, that I've been reading? Even the types of books that I read, I have to, you know, stop and think like, oh, is this something, you know, that's making me feel this way? The second part of this question, what makes you jealous, I think also helps us with this.
Yeah.
This is an important question. Our preschool friends are not going to understand jealousy. We could also say envy, but what's the appropriate word that we could say for a preschool friend? What makes you?
I don't know.
You know, it could. You know, a lot of times jealousy happens over a toy, and they don't want to share. So we could ask them the questions: how often do you feel that you were wronged? How often do you feel that you weren't able to share?
Yeah,
would be a great one for them to ask that question. For an elementary schooler, they're starting to know what jealous feels like. In kindergarten, they have multiple friends, and starting in second grade and third grade, that's when the jealousy comes in because they notice that friends are either talking to them or not talking to them, not inviting them to a birthday party or inviting them to a birthday party, and somebody isn't, somebody's left out. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that could go into that. How often do you feel jealous, and what makes you feel jealous?
I've been reading this book, The Anxious Generation. It's all about anxiety in our current generation and what they're seeing in the future. And I think jealousy is a big piece of anxiety. It's not what drives it or blows it out of proportion or creates it within us. But I do think it's a contributing factor is when I am not content or I see something that I want or desire or feel that I have the need for, I think that causes some anxiety. Well, why does that person have it and I don't? Or and so I think it's a really interesting emotion to unpack with a high schooler.
Yes.
And an important question to ask, which they would totally understand what jealousy is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think are flooded, bombarded with the ideology of jealousy and the desire for something else or something greater, particularly those who are on social media. Not every high schooler or middle schooler is on social media, but they're still bombarded with advertisement wherever they are.
Yes.
You know,
it could be the TV. It could be the YouTube. The YouTube, sorry. It could be the commercials that they see, you know.
Print ads anywhere. Right.
Yes.
That idea of you need – it's a consumer-based mentality, right, which is kind of what drives us, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that is a really important question to be asking of a high schooler or a middle schooler, a preteen, is that jealousy question. It might also open up some doors for a new avenue of, well, I didn't know you were feeling jealous about that. I'm sorry. I didn't know you thought I was giving more time to your brother or, you know, to my job than you, right? Like, oh, that would
Oh, that would
that'd be super painful to hear from a child. But
it'd be crushing, but it would also be a learning experience.
But students, let me, if I can encourage you in anything, because it might seem intimidating to share that moment with mom and dad about where you feel jealous for their time, do it.
Yeah.
It could be tough, right? But mom and dad maybe need to hear this, and you may need to get it off your chest just to feel better. And so I want to encourage you. I want to love you well and go share it anyway. I know it's going to hurt. I know it could be hard. You might be worried about hurting somebody's feelings, but I know if my kid was feeling jealous for my time, I'd want to hear about it.
You absolutely would. And make sure that if when you do have those jealous feelings, that it's okay to feel feelings. Mm. You've got to feel it. Let me give you that, you know, that tidbit, that ownership, that feel it. Because if you bottle it up and you don't tell anyone or you don't express your feelings to your parents, it's going to build and it's going to build and then it's just going to blow up and you're going to feel so much worse when it is blown up.
Yeah.
So, make sure you feel your feelings, but tell your parents, especially like Brian said about if you feel jealous of their time, you know, at work or any other thing.
Yeah.
Another sibling. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, take a minute, catch some time. Again, I hope everyone can be honest in this conversation.
Yes.
I know it's tough. We got to be a little vulnerable, but I think it's worth it. All right.
Absolutely.
We'll check back in just a minute. Hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. We're shaking it out, right? Maybe that was a tough conversation. Maybe
Definitely.
It wasn't. Maybe it was really easy. Maybe all you have is food jealousy. But hopefully you got to some of the real emotion there. And some of the jealousy that you felt. Ms. Rachel, let me ask this question of you. What was the biggest jealousy moment of your high school career? Because I can think of a couple moments where I was really jealous of another high school student, but I would love to hear.
This is so superficial of me. The moment when our superlatives came out for our high school. So a superlative is best dressed or
best hair, most likely to succeed.
Yes, all of those things. And so I love my hair, and I thought for sure I was going to get best hair, and I did not. I did not get best hair. I didn't get best anything. But of all of them, I thought for sure that I would get best hair. But you know what? It's okay, because the person who did get best hair really did have the best hair.
she
really did.
She was killing it.
She really was. She really was. And does anybody really remember that? It's kind of sad. I won't say what my anniversary – no, it's my 30-year reunion is coming up.
Congratulations, yes.
From high school. So, it's sad that I remember that from 30 years ago. But maybe it isn't. Maybe it just tells a little bit about me.
Well,
which may be good or bad.
And where your heart was at that time, right?
Absolutely. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, in high school, I remember a very jealous point. And this is, again, so shallow, so dumb. But there was a girl I liked, right?
Yes.
That was dating someone else. And I just thought that dude was trash. Like, he was just – maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. I'm not to judge. But I certainly judged at the time.
Yes.
Oh, this is – hard. But
vulnerable is so
vulnerable
good.
Is
Thank
so
you
good.
For being vulnerable.
I love it. I love being jealous. But I remember just thinking, like, how do I be like that guy?
Oh.
Right? Like, how do I become that? In what good, bad, in whatever he was, I was so jealous. It drove me to a point of going, I want to be like that guy so that that girl likes me. Or, you know, jealousy is a bad driver.
But you said the guy was like trash. Why did you want to be trash, Brian?
Because I wanted the girl to like.
Got it. And, got it. But I understand
older.
That. I totally understand all of that. I think this is a great time to bring it back of understanding those things. And so maybe this is another question to ask. You know, your kids, especially your older kids, maybe not ask this of your preschooler because they're not going to know. They're not going to know yet. But yeah. Well, Brian, this was such a great conversation and such a tough question.
Yeah.
So we'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.